figured I had dressed so demurely at the head of another curly-haired boy. Just another toy. Sick with silence, she weeps sincerely, saying words that have oh so clearly been said so long ago. Gently round her shoulder, life has made her that much bolder now that she found out how. Silk, Latin lace and envy, pride and joy of the latest penny fair, pretty passing care. Hair today now dipped in the water, making love to every poor daughter's son. Isn't it fun? Today propping grace within me, Lady Godiva appears to see if anyone's there and hasn't a care. Doctor is coming, the nurse thinks
sweetly,
turning on the machines that
neatly pump air.
The body lies bare, hairless. What once was
screaming
now lies silent and
almost sleeping.
The brain must have gone away.
Strapped securely to the white table, beneath the cords, the body to wither and ride
underneath the white fly.
Back arrives, knife and baggage, sees the crook, just so much cabbage.
Oh, that must now be cut away.
Now comes the moment of great, great decision. The doctor is making his first incision.
One goes here,
one goes there.
Beneath the tear of speaking, says someone who's sloppy.
Patient, it seems, is not so well sleeping.
Yeah. Screams echo on the wall. Don't panic, someone give him pentothal instantly. Doctor removes his blade, cagingly so from the brain.
By my count of ten, my head won't move.